You're alive.
And we are present for the preliminary study meeting of the Taney County Commission at 8:30 this Tuesday, May 31st, 2011. This is the time when we go through information that will be discussed at the 9 o'clock meeting, and also it's the time when we have public comment. So for the next few minutes, what everyone will probably hear is us discussing what's going to be happening.
Gentlemen, the only thing I had for you is this is something we held out last accounts payable here, and I've had some discussion with our auditor about this item, and it appears that our, I guess the risk, if you want to say the risk, is once the auction is held, will it be enough money to pay for this? Now, the challenge is this, we've already... The county's already committed to this because I believe.
So it's in the budget?
I'm sure it's. Well, I got to look at that one line item because there is a special fund that was set up that it was explained to me that it was called.
Which one's he talking? Can I look and see which one he's talking about?
This is, yeah, there you go.
Storage facilities.
Yeah. Yeah. A reimbursable account was set up for this. Now, I don't know if there's any money in that line item, but let me pull up that, because that's what it was set up years ago. Really, the biggest question is this. If everything is sold, will it cover the bill? We don't know the answer. And the flip side is this. Who is on the hook for this? Who committed? Is the county committed to this? Because it's previous. It's from the past to the current. That makes sense.
Well, I think we need some input from Rick because it was Rick that asked that this be withheld, right?
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
So it was under that name. February 1st of 10.
So we're going back for a bill that's been owed for a year.
We just got the invoice. It's a reimbursable bill based off what's in the storage unit. The question is there enough stuff in the storage to pay for the bill?
Well, help me out. It has an individual's name.
Which is that person's estate.
It has, at that time.
Uh-huh.
So on February 1st, 2010,
someone
was paying rent at a storage facility, or they weren't paying rent, let me say.
I understand we put it in storage under that person's name because they were the ward of the state.
Okay.
What did he want to say?
In 2011, we put zero money in that line item. In 2010, we made $1,132. That's when I started the conversation. Here, read this email string, if you would. Ron, read this email.
Well, if we're satisfied that the bill is owed and should be paid, and you've questioned it.
I don't know about the bill from 2010.
So if I read that right, this was put in there by this individual.
This also says two storage units?
That's right. There's two.
I have a question, though.
Here's one and here's one.
Okay, and together they total 35.
Correct.
All right.
Right. And then go back to this. Close that. And then come back up here to this fellow. Okay, so I think it's the same here. Carol and I went back and forth. That was my concern. Who's committed who? But that was my question.
Turn this off.
Okay, I can do the same thing. See, that's the interesting thing. The POs indicate that it was an auction of the 20. Okay, so let's look here. Before auction of May 20th. So we got to find out where. I need to find out what the auction proceeds were. This may be a discussion that. And then this is the other thing that was held. I think you're waiting for a contract.
Yes, Danny's talking about the invoice to the city of Branson. This is for the 911 funds. It was my suggestion that we enter into a new agreement that between the county and the city, if in fact we're going to continue doing that, and at this late date, or paid on a monthly basis. The old contract doesn't say.
Right.
I don't believe how it would be paid, but it also speaks to a phone company that's been out of existence for years, so.
We could, I mean, I don't know how they pay their bills, but 1/12 of that is not out of the question, just because I don't know how they pay. If they commit it bigger than that, we could send back a request and say, we'll authorize it up to 1/12, and then if they need it, because they're paying quarterly, that may be different.
No, actually, it's a reimbursement for the use of employees, so we know that they pay them.
1/12.
Yeah. Or
1/24, because it's twice in a year. Yeah.
Well, do you want to authorize a check for 1/12?
I wonder if we couldn't talk with Tammy about starting the process to have a new agreement put in place between us, the city. We probably need to update the agreement that's with the sheriff as well. And that's something that can be expedited. It doesn't need to take a great deal of time. And I'm thinking maybe Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And fire that over to the city of Branson. And
yeah.
So is that acceptable to you that we have...
Just hold it till Thursday?
That we have Tammy handle that?
Mm-hmm.
And enter into a new agreement. Another question is the payments to Mr. Amy. Is that for special prosecutor?
I haven't gone through here yet, sir.
That's a few thousand, or 2,000 or 3,000.
I can hardly wait to go to that. Exciting times. Let me put this. We're going to hold. I'm waiting for an answer here on this one. if I have adequate answers before.
We also have two or three payments that are within that stack that are for the TIF. And the auditor's waiting for a decision from us as to whether or not we will actually discount the 1% that the state withholds that we don't receive as a direct subtract. From the amount of funds that the calculations are based on.
So the question is, are we holding the extra 1%?
Well, what happens is when the state collects sales tax revenue, first thing they do is subtract 1% for administrative costs. Then they pass back to us 99% of the funds that have been collected. Then the TIF attaches 100% of the funds that were sent into the state. So the question is whether or not that the TIF should attach 99% of the funds rather than 100. It's not much of a money on a monthly basis.
Right.
But nonetheless, my belief and the belief of some other commissions across the state is that we shouldn't have to surrender a portion of monies we don't receive.
I agree.
Should we have Rick recalculate those three?
Yeah,
and if, in fact, that takes a motion.
Did you have a conversation already with somebody over there? Do we need to put something
in
writing?
I had an initial. We're waiting to have another talk with
administrator.
The administrator. However, that's going to be a discussion about whether or not the county, it's feasible for the county to go back for all prior years since the TIF was created.
I guess my question for you then is, should we send a formal letter?
We asked, if you remember, that was one of the topics that we chatted with Pat last week. So I'm thinking that we were going to have that discussion in exec today.
She's not here today.
Oh, I thought she was coming.
No, this is the exec today is for us to talk about a few things, but Pat's scheduled for Thursday.
Thursday.
So we'll have a discussion Thursday. Let's put that off for Thursday then.
Yeah, that'd be great.
We put a hold on those.
Which ones? On these?
They're in there. Payments to Branson.
For the TIF right here.
Yes. There's two or three, I think.
Yep.
Yep. Hold that.
There's four. There's four. I better run. Can I get a paper clip, please?
You have a paper clip you can throw at me? Well, here's one too, Jim.
Gotcha. I'm just going to pull them out then, because that's what they want us to do. All the TIF ones, right? Branson Meadows, South, North, Landing. I was going to show you something. Let me get it right here first. That's a good question. You want to do that?
Let's wait for Dan to get back. I think you're right.
I was trying to get you requirements to serve on a certain board. You had asked me that question.
Speaking of which, I'm also thinking we'd have Mr. Ashley look into the payment because I see in here we're paying PNC members, and I believe we're paying them more than.
Supposed to?
Yes.
Let's see here. Yeah, I know it was from him.
Which one was it?
There you go. This is it. I think it's right here. Here's the criteria. Read it, read me. That's the criteria. I know. Pretty loose.
I know.
Next month, we'll read the other way.
No. I think that when we get through with our discussion, we're going to want you to do it this time. But we will, to protect you, hopefully we will entertain a motion.
To recalculate based off the new formula. How's that?
My suggestion is that we only look at what 99% of the funds are and base the calculation for the withholding on that rather than 100%, because we don't have 100%. Is that how you?
We don't start with 100. We start with 99, right?
We only get 99%.
Well, when it comes time for a regular business meeting and we're in that discussion, if you will join us. And can you help us with the proper wording for that motion?
I think what you said was good. You know, you see 99% of the monies that are
collected
in there. So therefore, we feel like we should know what they have. 100%, not have 100%.
Say that again. Half. Where'd you come up with half?
Some of them, you better not put half, because some of the TIF districts is half and some of the TIF districts is
more. Well, in other words, the calculation should be based upon 99% of revenues collected.
In the TIF districts.
I wouldn't put revenues collected. I would put 99% of what taxes.
Why don't we put based upon the funds that are received by Taney County.
Just, we will calculate TIF payments based off the funds received in those districts.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I better write that. That's in that.
We're getting there, slowly but surely.
Okay, I guess.
And Rick, when the opportunity presents itself, you and I still hopefully will sit down with the administrator at the city of Branson and chat about the past. Yes.
Motion to calculate TIF payments based off of funds collected in those districts.
Funds received.
Based upon funds received from the Department of Revenue.
There you go.
Received from.
Based upon funds received by Taney County from the Department of Revenue.
Based off funds received.
Bid dip.
In Taney County. For Taney County.
Yeah. By Taney County from the Department of Revenue.
Funds received by Taney County from the Department of Revenue.
County. By the Department of Revenue. Mm-hmm.
Funds received by Taney County from the Department of Revenue.
Okay, hold on. I had from and by. Motion to calculate TIF payments based off funds received by Taney County from the Department of Revenue?
Yes.
Wouldn't to be a better word than by?
Based off funds received to Taney County.
Well, we'll have that discussion with Dean when we sit with him.
Based off funds received to Taney County. Right. Either way.
Yeah.
You want to?
Well, you could say by funds forwarded to Taney County from the
Department. Oh, no, I've got it all written out here. I like this.
Well, and don't be looking
so at. So we're going to recalculate starting work with this payment?
Whatever you want to do. You know,
I think
it's a 2 months to start it.
You know, if we do that, we're going to have to
get those checks and rewrite new ones. If you decide you're going to do that, you know, I think we need to get back to getting this this year.
Well, and that's a separate conversation with that, but so do you want
to... If you want us to rewrite those, we'll just have to
void and
checks out and rewrite them. That's okay. It's about $1,600 or something.
But it's that much every month.
Well, it's, yeah, it depends on what the tip is.
Right.
By the time you figure all that, it's going to be 1% of that also, whatever that total is, 1%.
Yeah. The question, I guess, is when we get into accounts payable, whether we start today or start
next month.
Next month. That's the question.
I think we start today since we've identified it.
Yeah.
Just go through the extra work and void and restart. And then the question then is the refund. Not refund, but do we go back? I saw that prosecuting attorney bill. That's just fees.
Fees for?
Collect copying based off of the Florida statute. If you look at the, it's only $30. That one?
No.
Okay, I missed
$2,000 or $3,000.
Okay, I missed that one. Okay. Mr. Finley, I'm...
Did I answer all your questions?
You did. I have another question for you. I'm going back and forth with this individual, trying to understand if, in fact, there was an auction on the 20th. And if so, what was the revenues from that auction? And I don't have that answer yet.
That's and I don't have that answer. I can't tell you. I don't know. And if, I didn't even realize that there was, but Joanne said based upon what was on
the image. But it's in the PO.
Yeah, in the PO you would think it was.
They said that.
I don't, for some reason or other, all that stuff doesn't come through on my side of the purchase order. Hmm.
Well, I've sent an email, so I may have to hold it again until I get that answer. It's, you see what it says, right? Hold it, have the check for the 23rd.
Unless it's not worth $30.
Right. Well, I mean, it's almost like if we haven't had the auction, we should send someone who does auction to say, what's the value of that storage?
Carol should be able to tell you close to the value. Well, I'd be glad to do that, but she won't be happy if I have to do that, I think.
Well, I don't want to take a loss leader discussion here. I didn't see that bill, sir. I'm looking for the bill that said
Eric Amy.
Mm-hmm. That's who we paid to? Mm-hmm. So it'd be
there's three of them.
I didn't see it. Can I get through here?
I'm not sure.
I didn't
see that. If it says guardian ad litem, that is a part of the budget. It comes out circuit right. Judge or is it circuit clerk?
Eric, right? It would be under E, wouldn't it?
Yes.
It's got to be Eric because there's no Amy in here.
Well, Amy's an E, too.
Oh. Then maybe I'm looking in the wrong spot here.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about guarding that line if that's what it is.
Okay.
I have a question about it.
Now, this is, do you understand this part? This is what we balance. We budgeted that much, and they've spent that much, and that's how much they've used. That's they've had messing with that.
And that was from
Brenda.
Yeah.
That's the guardian ad litem, and that's in the budget. Always a problem.
Yeah, guardian ad litem.
And I remember in budget discussions, the judge said he didn't care how much money was in the budget as long as there was money in it to pay the bills.
All right, so I'm holding those out right now.
Okay.
And I'm ready for that. So that's done.
Are you in contact with Carol? Because
yes, I'm sending an email.
That's one thing. After we had a discussion with the
judge. Right.
I just felt like we needed to get back to the message. I got back to her. Of course, she thought I would know everything.
we've sent back emails back and forth.
We're getting close, gentlemen. 4 minutes more. What else do we have to discuss preliminarily before?
I didn't see anything in the minutes, did you?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
And
Nick, just one. While well, he's doing that, why don't you come here for a second and show what
this
I'm doing?
This says a better citizen board.
I'm holding all of these out. Yeah. This is going to be recalculated. That's going to be part of the motion. Okay.
Fair board member Dennis Howard.
Waiting for a contract from.
She said that twice, so I took it out.
That's we're assigning that to Tammy to do the research. And this, I'm waiting for an email back. So I'm, this is what I'm going to be holding out. So I pulled them out. This will be a motion because these have to be recalculated. Actually, let me actually, before we get to that, are we going to hold these or just have a separate motion to have these recalculated and paid?
Hold them till we can see what it is to prove them.
I think that
I don't know if we want to hold them.
Well, as long as it's not passed today, if in fact Rick can recalculate and we can issue checks, then we're not holding back the city's monies, and we will have made a motion for Rick to do that.
That's going to be a separate motion.
Yes,
because it makes it cleaner up on this one. So we're not holding this one. This one will just be Rick. These two will be held again. And that will just be a separate motion.
What is that back there? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is that, do you, would you prefer, or do you want to hold
no.
it?
No.
Because he's, it, with the verbiage that we were working out during the preliminary time.
Right.
That.
That'll direct the auditor to recalculate these, and then if, I was going to motion to pay.
Actually, that's a motion that takes care of both issues at once.
Right. So that'll be a motion to.
For all future payments,
so,
including this one.
Yes.
Okay.
So, motion to calculate TIF payment based on the and pay. And approve?
Or payment? Can make a separate one for, but once he's recalculated it, yeah, it will be approved.
And approve for payments. How's that? That makes sense? That way we're recalculating and paying
it. Can you incorporate in that verbiage for all future payments as well?
All future TIF payments.
You know, at the end of it, you can say this will include this much payment and all future.
Motion to calculate TIF payments.
We can make a separate motion later if we want. But
going forward, starting today.
Beginning today.
Beginning today. And that way it's open ended.
Okay. We're ready when you are, young lady.
Just keep on rolling.
We're already on. In that case, gentlemen, I will call to order the Taney County Commission meeting of Tuesday, May 31st, 2011. And we'll call on Commissioner Straffes for an opening prayer.
Please stand with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Father, we thank you for the dry weather and, Father, for this time for the county to dry out and waters to recede, Father. And we continue to lift up our neighbors of Joplin, that they continue to be comforted by your love and your grace and by the outpouring of neighbors helping neighbors. And Father, we thank you that you will continue to guide the workers to clean up properly and to be safe in all that they do. And Father, I thank you to be with our workers over there and all workers. And Father, be with the elected officials and department heads today and all the employees of the county, that they would act in a godly manner, Father, with wisdom from you. And we thank you, Father, that you can order our steps if we just allow it. And Father, be with our military as they protect our borders both here and abroad. Father, that you be with them and safe and keep them safe, keep their families comforted in this time where they're apart. Father, we thank you once again for this country and this county and the state that we live in. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Commissioner Strahan, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, gentlemen. First order of business is a previous meeting minutes of May 19th. And I have, if you gentlemen will peruse those, made just a couple of red mark changes.
I'm going to make a motion for approval with those their small changes he has there.
Okay. I'll second the motion. That's May 19th.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve previous meeting minutes of May 19th, 2011. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimously. Accounts payable.
All right. I have a few things here. We're going to start with, let me start with these. And there's a couple motions just to, it's helping to clarify some things. So, I'm going to move to calculate the TIF payments beginning today based off funds received by Taney County from the Department of Revenue and approve this payment. And there, really, this is just a, I guess I need a second and I can explain what it is.
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded to recalculate TIF payments from beginning today forward.
Mm-hmm. Just for discussion, we're asking the auditor formally to just calculate TIF payments based off money received versus any other way that we have done in the past. It's a technicality, but there were some questions. So that's a separate motion there, sir.
Motion's been made and seconded to recalculate TIF payments based upon monies received from the Department of Revenue by Taney County. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carried unanimously.
All right. And then,
Rick, as a matter of housekeeping, if in fact the check had been written, you will rewrite because these will in fact be approved with this motion today along with other accounts payable so that we can send those out. Is that possible?
I already told Joanne I thought we would have to do that. Trying to read you guys' mind just a little bit, and so I suspect we'll get those out. If not today, tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Well.
Motion to approve accounts payable checks 324620 through 324697, warrants 5420, and holding back check number 324561 and 324554 for further review.
I'll second that. I didn't look at the check numbers. I'm assuming that you're still talking about
the those same two.
Yeah.
Yeah. The we are holding back right now. We're going to ask just for clarification, the 911 payments. We're waiting for a contract from our clerk, and mm-hmm. then I think we're going to once we get that, get Tammy to work on that possibly. I think later on this week, and then the other one is the public administrator. Just need a little bit more information.
You've been in contact with her, talking
to her. We've sent some emails back and forth, and I've got a new one over there that would help, should clarify everything.
All right.
Now, was there just one warrant, 5420, is that what you
That's
said?
That's correct.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve accounts payable 324620 through 324697 and warrant 5420, withholding accounts payable 324561 and 324554. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimously. Now, on the one, the suggestion is to have Tammy with 911 work with us in creating a new intergovernmental agreement between the City of Branson, Taney County, and 911 for the disbursement of those funds. I think the catch being that it was a very old agreement from back in 1991, am I right, or 92? Or
something like that.
And it needs to be updated. And that's something that can be done and expedited in a timely fashion. We had also asked last week for two agreements.
We did.
Copies of. Can you remind me what those were?
The 911 was one of them. And, Nick, do you remember what agreements we asked? We did in session.
From the clerk's office? I'll have to go back and find my...
I'm looking here, sir. I might.
The two agreements for today, you mean to bring forward today in discussion?
We had asked for copies of two agreements from our custodian.
Right, and they were in.
Was that the dispatch agreement? Was that one of them?
That was one of them. That was the 911.
Man, that's one tip of my tongue.
I'll find it. Might have my notes. I just want to make sure that we look at those.
It was. I don't remember. I'm looking for my notes here because I don't.
It's the one she come up and whispered over your shoulder there, Ron.
Right. It was.
What it was.
I don't remember. I know we're supposed to have an executive session right now for the next 20 minutes or so. I just don't remember why we had it posted. I did ask you. Actually, I thought I did ask you too.
Well, we've got two or three things. One in particular is contracts, and I asked to have that portion of it.
For the next 20 minutes or so? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so then I'll move to go into executive session pursuant with 610.21.1, 2, 3, and 12, and that's until 9:30 when we have another meeting scheduled.
I'll second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to go into executive session for purposes of litigation, personnel, and contracts. As per section 610.021, subsections 1, 2, 3, and 12. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. We'll be in executive session until 9:30.